WHLO, one of 12 great Susquehanna stations. Ladies and gentlemen, Bob James.
Hello there, Bob James in the... hold on 1 second.
Hello, HLO, Bob James in the morning.
Hi, Bob James in the morning. Chrissy out in the falls.
Chrissy out in the falls. What do you want now?
I called to tell you about my uncle who has a problem with liver spots.
Oh, he's a senior citizen?
No, Bobby. He's a sloppy eater.
Give me a break.
Come on, get up, get going. Everything is gonna feel all right.
Don't need this work, you know.
The rest of the day. W-H-L-O.
I could go back to telling flamingos.
Listen. You're keeping your company.
Good morning, AgriCam. It's 7:30 in the morning with Bob James. At 17 degrees above zero, spiders and snakes. I like the menu at my mother-in-law's house here. Delicious. That's right, buddy. I don't like spiders and snakes. It's 7:32 in the morning. Hello there. Bob James over here. With the entire James gang this morning, and very soon now, the world-famous Bob James in the Morning Barberton Report. What if you read this in the paper? I cut this out of the Sunday paper here in the Beacon. It was this headline, which I kind of found funny. It said, this was right in the Beacon yesterday, man hit by train, critical. Well, you can hardly blame
nice.
Him, right?
That's,
yeah, that's for sure.
We're your kind of people, W-H-L-O.
Thank you. Let me get the feeling that... life is one big basketball game, and you're Mickey Rooney, and yeah, me too.
WHLO, the big 64.
WHLO, it's Eres Tu and Mos Hedales. Hold on, once. Come in.
Good morning, Robert. Dr. Werner Sulzenberger with a sure cure. What is it this morning, Robert? What?
Well, Doctor, I'm having another personality crisis.
I see.
I think it's working in the radio business. You know, being a disc jackass like I am, I just don't... Well, the problem with working in radio, Doctor, is sometimes you get the feeling that nobody is listening to you. You know what I mean, Doc? That nobody... Doc?
Doc! Oh, gee,
gum.
On the Bob James Show about 5 minutes or so after 8 o'clock this morning. So don't go away if you possibly can.
Good morning and welcome to the Bob James Barberton Report.
Barberton Report Super Newsy. Magic City Mayor Joe Ziegler and Barberton Councilman Bob Kaminar were out hunting over the weekend. Reports have it the mayor slugged the councilman in the eye because they disagreed over a set of tracks they found. Mayor Ziegler said they were deer tracks, and Councilman Kaminar said they were bear tracks. The two argued over the tracks for 3 hours, and fortunately for the both of them, a train wasn't coming at the time. Have a good day, and put your Magic City Triumph Froggy!
Your kind of music, WHLO.
7:41 in the morning on the Bob James Show with Barry White. This fella sings funny, or he's got an asthma problem. Don't go away, another world-famous Bob James in the Morning Shaggy Bob story coming up momentarily, but hold on, come in.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, our leader...
Well, thank you very much, Bob.
Yes, of course.
It is, of course, an honor to be here in the fine city of Akron, Ohio.
I'm sure it is. You know, there's a lot of talk going around the country these days lately saying that you can't seem to make up your mind, Mr. President. Are you that indecisive?
Well, Bob, yes and no. Oh, God.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Mickey Rutan, your fourth man, is having a giant-sized sale.
First National
Member FDIC.
Yes, indeedy. It's 8:13, 13 minutes after 8 o'clock. WHLO music and more time. Ladies and gentlemen, Dan the Man Mailey. Good morning, Dan. What's happening?
Well, nothing too much, Bob. February weather is here to stay for at least the next 3 days.
Whether that's good or bad, that's a story. 17 degrees right now and 8:14 in the morning, Dan. Dan, listen, I don't think this is too much of a reach. Listen to this. A brand new TV show I was thinking about a teacher named Beatrice... who does nothing but make up grade report cards, and the kids keep pleading with her for a good grade. It'll be called Mark Us Well, Bea. That's what it'll be called,
Dan. WHLO and you.
8:15 at WHLO Radio with Bob James in the Morning. Shaggy Bob story coming up.
Wherever you go.
Hello, Culture Freaks, Literary Freaks, or just plain Freaks. Mm. It's time for another edition of the Anthological Compendium of Robert James in the Morning Shaggy Bob Stories. So now, here's that real classy person himself, Bob of the James.
Oh, thank you so bloody much.
Now, it can be told, for the first time in the history, it can be told, just after the 72 election on a lonely stretch of beach near San Clemente, California, President Nixon picked up a seashell, held it to his ear, and heard a little voice say, "Don't worry, Dick. No one will ever find out about Watergate." Then the plumbers were caught in the Watergate building, and President Nixon went back to the same remote beach and held that little seashell to his ear, and the same little voice said, "Don't worry, Dick. No one will ever find out about Watergate." Then the Senate committee was formed on Capitol Hill to investigate presidential politics. And again, the president went up to this little seashell, and again the shell reassured him, "Don't worry, Dick, no one will find out about Watergate." Then John Dean testified on nationwide television, and the president was furious. He got into Air Force One, and he flew over to his beach, and he picked up the seashell, and the shell said, "Don't worry, Dick, no one will find out about Watergate." And the president said, "No one will find out about Watergate? Everybody knows about Watergate. John Dean on nationwide TV spilled his guts about Watergate. My life, my administration ruined, you dumb little seashell. You know what this means." And the shell said, "Yes, I do. It's back to going."
Oh, oh no, that's a no.
Come on, come on. What do you want?
WHLO.
Like you're paying for this or something. It's 8:21 in the morning and time for more on the Bob James Show.
WHLO, one of 12 great Susquehanna stations.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bob Jim.
Bob James. I always seem to confuse that. Hold on one second. Let me get the phone here. I'll be right back.
Hello, HLO, Bob James in the morning.
Hi, Bobby. Chrissy out in the falls.
Chrissy out in the falls. What do you want?
I called to tell you that sex with my husband is like the 4th of July, Bobby.
Oh, you mean it's like firecrackers and skyrockets and Roman candles all put together?
No, I mean it happens only once a year.
We're your kind of people, WHLO.
Bob James, in the morning. That's my sentiments exactly, Ringo. At 8:29, it's Ringo's time. You're 16, you're beautiful and him.
Come on like a dream.
It's Bob James with all sorts of fun things for you. I want to hold on once. Come in.
Well, hello. Bobby James in the morning.
It's worth the janitor.
Yeah, it certainly is. Yeah. Boy, am I happy this morning there, Bobby James.
Why is that?
Well, I just bought a 57 Chevy, Bobby, for
$925. $925?
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to criticize, but that's an awful lot of money to pay for that kind of car.
Yeah, I know, but it comes with a full tank full of so high a gas.
Oh.
We're your kind of people, WHLO.
Well, on second thought, I guess that's a good price. 8:35, 25 minutes until 9 o'clock on the Bob James Show. Judy sings. WHLO. I don't know life at all. It's Judy Collins at 8:38 in the morning. Good morning, Akron Canton. It's Bob James, Music and More, at 17 degrees of temperature, 17 above zero. Tonight's overnight low down to 5 above. It'll be a chilly one, let me tell you. I'd like to remind you about something. Sandy Harrison of Worcester in Wayne County and Davy Ellerton of New Philadelphia in Tuscarawas County, Ohio, both have something in common. Children's Hospital of Akron. It's everybody's hospital, giving the kids of 17 counties an extra chance.
The sound that shows we care.
We do.
WHLO.
Levi's from the Ram Shop in the Loft. Levi's for the way guys live. That little Levi's label means jeans with a fabulous fit, long and lean, with a flare there where they bell at the bottom. And Levi's last. The rugged all-cotton fabric comes up a winner in washer or rough wear. And for comfort, too. So spend 10 on blue jeans at the Ram Shop in the Loft for long, lean, lasting Levi's at Belden Village.
Thank you, me. It's 8:46 in the morning at WHLO Radio.
WHLO.
WHLO and Bob James in the morning. Ladies and gentlemen, in our continuing Know Your Government series, we have with us once again, from the wide, wide world of Washington, Senator Langdon Delano Clanger.
Junior.
Yes.
With a saying of the day, show me a shoplifted girdle and I'll show you a tax-free foundation.
Senator, would you cut the one-liners there? So I want to find out something. What do you think of food stamps, huh?
Food stamps? Ridiculous. Ridiculous? Yes, I think they are. After all, how often do you get to mail a pork chop? Won't stick you know.
Yes, I know.
Won't stay on.
I understand. With the
hard to write on with a ballpoint, too.
With the trucker's strike, Senator, I guess you'd be mailing them more often anymore.
Yes, right.
What is happening in the wide world of Washington?
Well, speaking of strikes, Bob, I understand from my reliable sources that the elevator operators in the White House are going on strike.
The White House elevator operators on strike?
They claim that President Nixon is giving them the shaft.
Your kind of people. W-H-L-O.
So, what else is new, Senator? It's 8:52 in the morning, and time for Diana.
Last time I saw him,
help me!
Finger.
Seems no good at all.
W-H-L-O.
Both sides were against me since the day I was born.
That's the Christine Jorgensen story right there, called Half Broad, Half Breed. I'm awful sorry about that.
That's all I ever heard.
Just slipped out there. 903 at WHLO with Bob James. 17 degrees of temperature. Honey Ouch, I don't know if you heard about this or not, but Senator Sam Ervin has just invented a brand new perfume. Brand new perfume. It's called Subpoena. It's guaranteed to get a man. Thank you. President Nixon can't smell it.
My trusted friend.
Terrific. That's a great song over there. 9:06, 6 minutes after 9 o'clock, Terry Jackson, Seasons in the Sun with Bob James. Good morning to you, the entire James gang here very soon now. I understand Dr. Werner Seltzenberger, my resident psychiatrist, will be dropping by. I'm not really feeling well. It's kind of a... Hold on. Come in.
Good morning, Robert Dr. Werner Seltzenberger. With a short cure king of what is it this morning, a sick old what?
Oh, Doc, you got to help me. You got to help
me,
Doc.
I'm sure I will.
Oh, Doc, listen. I'm 23 years old, and I still wet my bed.
My dear Robert. That is merely the acting out of a retarded ego development and rejection of adult responsibility. I can cure you of wetting your bed in two ways.
Two ways.
The first is psychoanalytic treatment, 5 visits per week at $35 a visit.
Ooh, what's the second way?
Pair of rubber shorts, $2 a pair. Get it going.
WHLO.
9:13, 13 minutes after 9 o'clock, and the WHLO music people want to congratulate Miriam I. Green of Akron, Ohio, as the grand prize winner of the WHLO Bridal Expo. Miriam and her new husband will be the guests of WHLO in Miami Beach at the beautiful Honeymoon Beau Rivage Hotel for 1 week. Thank you all who attended the WHLO Bridal Expo. Congratulations again to Miriam. It's a James Show with Johnny Mathis.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time once again for the Bob James Vaudeville Joke of the Day.
Mr. James.
What is it, Mr. Clifford?
Oh, did you hear about the 45-minute speech by Richard Milhouse Nixon?
No, what was it about?
He didn't say.
The Dixie Bells, that's music in a slightly different vein. I think it's varicose. It's Bob James in the morning now at 9:21. Good morning to you, 17 degrees. And this Ohio weather forecast tells us tonight's low is going to be 5 degrees above.
As a service to Ohio motorists,
we're your kind of people, WHLO.
And now, it's time for Bob James in the Morning, Worst of the Week. Thousands of records have come into the WHLO studios this past week, but this one, and this one alone, stands by far as the all-time worst of the week.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Now I love me, and you love me, and you love you, and I love you.